Advanced electronics provider Cobham Advanced Electronic Solutions has added former Senator Martha McSally to the company's board of directors. Mike Kahn, president and CEO of CAES and a Potomac Officers Club member, said McSally has the expertise to support the company's push to create new technologies to support warfighters. Kahn is also a two-time WASH 100 winner. McSally was a Republican senator for the state of Arizona from 2019 to 2020 and was a representative for Arizona's 2nd Congressional District from 2015 to 2019. She is also a military veteran with over 35 years of experience in aerospace, defense, and national security. Before entering Congress, she was an A-10 Thunderbolt pilot at the U.S. Air Force and was the first woman in U.S. history to fly a jet fighter in combat and the first to command a fighter squadron, CAES said. The former senator was also deployed to the Middle East and Afghanistan 6 times and became a key leader in planning and executive initial air operations in Afghanistan. She was also selected to become a leader in the U.S. Africa Command when it was stood up to support counterterrorism, disaster relief, and other operations in the African continent. McSally has 325 flying hours under her belt and has received the Bronze Star and 6 Air Medals. The new CAES board member holds a master's degree in public policy from Harvard University and a master's degree in strategic studies from the Air War College. She is also a distinguished graduate of the Air Force Academy. CAES offers mixed signal and radio-hardened technologies to support the United States aerospace and defense industries. It is headquartered in Arlington, Virginia, and has multiple offices in the U.S., Mexico, and Sweden.